All right, so we're back in order. And we're going to go to the petition that Mr. Snyder has for Mallett County West River deer hunting dates. So, Tom, will you start us off?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. Good morning, Mr. Snyder. Thanks for joining us this morning. So, commissioners, in your booklet, you should have the petition that was submitted by Mr. Snyder be on approximately page 25 of your booklet. You can see the details of the petition there. Again, real quickly, when a petition is received by the department and the commission for an item like this, this is asking for a rule of change or a creation or elimination. Anybody from the public can petition the commission for considering some type of change to administrative rule and regulation. The petition in front of you here today is asking and requesting a change to the Mallett County West River deer season in respect to the dates themselves and the overall structure. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess the process would be is to give Mr. Snyder an opportunity to share with you why and the reasons and justification for submitting the petition. As a department, we'll follow up with a few more points on the petition itself, and then it'll come down to you as a commission, your two options of either accepting the petition and moving forward with the rule promulgation process, which we would then help you in putting in public notice and going through that process. Or if you decide to deny the petition, and then it would require also a resolution today that you would act upon for the reasons for denying that petition. But first, Mr. Chairman, I guess I would turn it over to Mr. Snyder and let him have the opportunity to address the commission and visit with you briefly about his reasons and justification for bringing forward the petition for your consideration today.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome, Mr. Snyder. The floor is yours. You might be muted, though.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can. Thank you.
Okay. I want to, first of all, thank you very, very much. And having watched the last 30 minutes of what was going on in this commission, I know that everything that you guys do is calculated. And over the last couple of decades, having the privilege of being able to hunt down in Mallett County, we always had an A and a B season. A couple of years ago, that was changed. So obviously, there was a lot of discussion about changing the date. And I'll have to admit, I didn't understand why. And, you know, talking with some of the ranchers down there and stuff like that, some of them didn't even see it coming. But that was not obviously your guys' fault. That's just us not paying attention to what was going on around us. So hoping and praying that we look back at this and go, you know, it seemed like it was working very, very well over decades and decades that I've been down there. And just to see a change and you know, noticing that Gregory County wasn't affected, just Mallett County. Maybe if you could educate me in why it was changed, then maybe I could also educate those people down in Mallett County why it was changed. But, you know, in the long run, we were hoping that you guys would maybe reconsider and put it back the way it was.
I turn it back to Tom then.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Again, thank you, Mr. Snyder, for your comments. Appreciate that. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, looking at this particular topic, I'll give just a little bit of historical background again on this and then share with you where we are at as a department, if that will work for you. So it was back in 2017 when this change was made to Mallett County. Prior to this change occurring with Mallett County, we had two other counties, Zeebach and I believe it was Corson. I might be speaking wrong, but I know Zeebach was. And a couple of years prior to 2017, we also made that change because it had a split season date also for those counties and those hunting units. And the primary reason why that change occurred was to try to align season dates from a simplification of rules and regulations, that there was one set of dates for the, in this case, the West River deer hunting season. So after that change occurred, there were still two hunting units within the West River deer season that have, as Mr. Snyder described, the A and B, because that's just how it was labeled for in logistical purposes. But it was essentially a split season where we have a couple of days earlier in November, and then it starts like the regular West River deer season. And in 2017, when this was brought forward, we did bring forward both Gregory and Millette County to change both of them to align with the dates of the West River deer season and not have that A and B or that split. One of the primary reasons why we brought that forward was, again, number one, we were continually working through those processes of simplification of rules and regulations and seasons. And this was one of those key aspects that we looked at to align all hunting units within the respective season dates. So those were the two remaining units that had different dates for the West River deer season than all the other units remaining. We also looked at it from the perspective of the number of deer out there and the number of deer licenses and the number of hunters out in the field. Prior to 2017, you go back the previous 5 years of that, the number of licenses and the number of tags where we were issuing were significantly higher. And so that hunter density was not as high anymore, and our local staff and regional staff looking at that believed at that time as well that we could handle those number of hunters out there based on the number of licenses we were issuing and where our management objective was at, that we did not necessarily need the split season anymore from a hunter density perspective to split them up, which essentially creates two opening weekends for those units within the West River deer season. So that was a primary reason that was talked about at that time as well. And when we look at it today, when we look at deer numbers in those respective counties and what our management objective is, for both whitetail and mule deer, we're looking to increase numbers there. In fact, even substantially increase based on where we have been previously. And so when you look at that from the perspective of bringing in and putting back that split season, having two opening weekends, that type of approach will result in a higher level of harvest of animals and at a time when we're looking to increase the deer numbers as well. So what I would share you, that's a little bit of background of where that came from and why that transpired at that time. When Millette County was changed in 2017, again, Gregory County was part of that recommendation that we brought forward. There was a lot of discussion around that one, and that one did not move forward, and that one retained that A and B or that split season. But it was believed at that time that it was appropriate and would work for Millette, and that's how you as a commission voted at that time. Based on where we're at and trying to increase deer numbers right now, understanding that essentially a split or two opening weekends will result in a higher level of harvest of deer, and just as importantly, the simplification and trying to continue to align seasons, simplify regulations, our recommendation would be to retain the existing structure that it is right now. That does not include a split. What I would share with you as commissioners that if through your discussion and you believe it would be merited to move forward with this petition and accept comment, obviously we will help you and facilitate that conversation and would recommend that if you do move forward with it, that we would then bring that forward with all the other deer recommendations, that bigger package that would come in March timeframe to start our next 2 year cycle of deer recommendations. But where we stand today and looking at it, we would recommend not moving forward with this, but we'll turn it over to you, Mr. Chairman, and commissions for your discussion or any other questions you may have.
If I remember correctly, when this got brought up back at that time frame, then Commissioner Phillips made a motion to keep it the way it was initially. And it was defeated soundly. I mean, we all kind of joked and gave him a bad time for making his motion. But then it went out for public comment, and we got a lot of public comment back, didn't we, from Gregory County. We had many from Gregory County come here, many from Gregory County come and talk to us, send us email. we had a big discussion so that it did turn the tide, if you will, and then the motion was made by Scott to retain the AB, which passed unanimously. So he thought that that was a pretty good deal. You know, he went from getting, I don't even know if he got a second, to passing unanimously. But it was based on what we heard from hunters in Gregory County. I don't remember if we heard from Millette County or not. Do you remember?
Mr. Chairman, I did not go back and look in terms of specific names or where they were from that provided comments, but my memory serves me right. I believe all the comments we heard came from Gregory County, and in particular Gregory County landowners, because I vaguely remember even Commissioner Jensen, Barry Jensen at that time, making the comment that he did not hear or had some limited conversation, but ultimately was supportive of making that change in Millette County also, based on the limited number of conversations that he had also.
Right, and the other principle that I think I remember is what we heard, among other things, maybe in Gregory County, was that one season would be maybe for guiding and that sort of thing, and then the other season would be more for personal hunting. So whatever all the reasons were, we heard from a lot of people, which is why the commission decided to keep that AB in Gregory County and make the change in Millette, as I recall. Any questions of Mr. Snyder or Commissioner Olson?
Sorry. Forgive me. The only thing that I heard, and I talked with, I want to thank all of you commissioners, because I've made phone calls and you guys are just very polite, very understanding. And, you know, and I remember talking to Barry. His land actually butts up next to Eric Iverson down there. And I understand what you guys are going through right there. And I appreciate that. I think that just having Aaron and Eric, I wish they could have Zoomed with us today, was just the fact that I think part of the problem was that they just didn't know what was going on until after the fact. And, you know, obviously you guys that are into farming and ranching right now, middle of preg testing, doing everything else, it isn't like me, for example. This is the first time I've ever been a part of something like this, because I just retired from teaching. And it isn't your fault that that information isn't read. It's just that they were caught off guard. And their thing was, again, is if there was an opportunity to have switched it back. Basically, I'm going down this weekend, and I was just going to let them know that, you know, what you guys decided.
Commissioner Beese. Or maybe didn't want anything.
Okay.
Thanks for your comments. Oh, Commissioner Olson.
Thank you. Tom, remind me, how many licenses are we talking about for this area? Or how many affected parties would we be dealing with?
So, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Olson, so this year for the West River Deer Season, Millette County, we had 400 any deer tags, which would then result in 32 non-resident licenses for any deer. And then we had 450 of the any whitetail licenses, which would result in 36 non-resident whitetail licenses. So for a total of 918 licenses. And I can share with you, when we look back in time, the early, between 2011 and all the way up to 16, we had, 2011 through 2013, we had 1,400 total licenses compared to the 918 right now. And then we had a three-year window after that, 14, 15, 16, that it was 1,135 or 1,134 licenses. So the license numbers decreased from a result of where deer numbers were at in the effort to providing, obviously, opportunity, but also to build numbers back up. And even when we were providing those licenses in the early 2010s, it's also important to note that a lot of those licenses were multiple tag licenses. So, I mean, we had 4 years where we had 4,200 tags out there. And so there had to be triple tags occurring there as well, because it was a time frame when we just had ample deer. Where right now all of our tags are, all of our licenses are single tag licenses. So we have 918 tags for those 918 licenses. Again, effort to increase deer numbers in that geographic area.
So if they went back to the split season, you said we'll harvest more deer by having two opening dates. Would we have to decrease the tags more so we met our harvest objective?
Our staff would look at that closely to see if there would be what type of adjustment, if any. I don't know what that number would be exactly right now, Commissioner Beast, but they would certainly look at that. And then the other part of it would be, you know, how would you split them based on numbers? Because the first period is a truncated period. It's about 4 or 5 days versus the 16-day period later on in the season. So it may not be an even 50-50 split, and also potential reducing the numbers based on what the population management direction is right now.
Well, just my thinking is, you know, if we want to harvest a certain amount of animals, we harvest more to have two seasons, we're going to have to reduce the number of tags when we have less hunters by going to a split season, to where if we stay one season, we still got, you know, we have more hunters in the field, but still harvest our
right numbers. I would say the likelihood is we would have to adjust the license numbers. I just can't give you what that exact percentage or number would be at this point in time.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate Mr. Snyder bringing this forward to our attention. I guess my recommendation would be is we're going to, at our next deer management plan, I would be taking notes on these types of instances, you know, looking at Gregory County, looking at this county, and having that be part of the discussion at the next deer management plan. But my concern is historically we kind of piece things out too much, and then we end up with a hodgepodge of seasons. You start here, you end here, you can't cross this highway, and it becomes way too confusing in my mind. So I guess my recommendation would be I would not support this at this current time, but have this part of the discussion with the next deer management plan to see how our most recent deer changes really have panned out over the 3-year period, I think, what we were looking at. So, but that would be my recommendation.
Which I'll take as a motion to deny the petition. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion?
If I could, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, though. That's all we can ask is an opportunity. So I do appreciate this, and thank you guys very, very much.
Well, thank you for bringing it forward. That's one of the things we've tried to do, is make it easy for anyone and everyone to petition the commission and bring forward ideas. And we get a lot more petitions than we used to. That's good. And a lot of issues get addressed that maybe didn't used to get addressed. So thank you very much for bringing your petition.
All right. Thank you.
So all in favor of the motion, which is to deny the petition, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to the motion?
No.
Okay, so the motion passes, the petition is denied. And then you will prepare something that we can...
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll work with Mr. Katilnik, and we'll draft a resolution for you to look at later in the meeting based on the conversations and questions and background on this particular topic.